Hi, my lovelies. Hello, hello, hello. Hi, it's Jo Warwick here, and we're on to day 14. Oh my, we are coming towards the end of Money Love. Now, I'm going to be honest, I was feeling a bit resistant about doing this today. I wasn't feeling in a very great mood. I was feeling some resistance. I was feeling like I needed time away, and I wasn't sure I was going to record today. However, I moved through my process, and that has changed. So I thought, actually, I would tell you, be honest, be open, and show you how the process works when we do wake up and there is some funk in the way. Now, I've been having a wonderful time, had an amazing day yesterday, had loads of fun last night, went out for a big meal with loads of people, and there was lots of love and affection and good food and laughter and play. I also received something yesterday that absolutely blew my mind as a gift from the universe, definitely reflecting back some serious upgrades in my self-worth and offering me a challenge of something to step into this year. And it brought up a whole load of wonderful things because it was both saying, yes, you've got this, and then my little fears wanted to come up. So there was a kind of a movement through my energy, which meant today I woke up feeling just a bit funky because there was some stuff that had come to the surface that needed to be out of the way because it wasn't the truth. It's not the truth of my soul. It's not the truth of my heart. It's not the truth that I know and can see. There is a massive amount of abundance and money, love and fuel in my life. But there was still funk. So what did I do? Well, this morning it was all about the lean back. Wasn't about exercise today. For me, the attunement was I needed to surrender. I needed to surrender into my faith, surrender into my soul, surrender into nature. So I went for a walk. I didn't swim or anything today. For me, it was very much about surrendering into my faith, surrendering to my connection to source, the universe. It was all about the lean back, all about the lean back and allowing that spaciousness that you've heard me mention, the importance to get out of the way, to allow the universe to line things up, to allow source and love and money, and the flow of that fuel and the beyond you, the stuff beyond you in your physical form to do its thing, to just lean back and to have and allow that spaciousness to release and surrender up what was in the way. Because a lot of it was just funky energy. Some of it was emotional heartbreak. Some of it was old child fears. But I didn't need to dive into any of it. I didn't need to rummage around in it. I just needed to do the things that would naturally and softly ease me into a better state, ease me into a place of softening. Now, sometimes, as one of the ladies here was saying, you know, she needed to do a bit of a HIIT training this morning to move her into, because there was some stuckness. And it is that attunement. Sometimes we need to do more intense energy work, you know, physical work to move it from our bodies. And other times we need to do a softening, a surrendering, and a leaning back. And it is that surrender, that spaciousness that allows us to come back to the truth. All that had happened this morning was I was slightly off balance. I felt slightly squeezed. I felt as his name's gone straight out of my head. That's so annoying. Dr. Wayne Dyer, there we go, used to say in his books, you know, be it life and squeeze you like a lemon. And it does feel like that. Sometimes that stuff comes out. But what was coming in the squeeze was showing me just the toxins that were away, the fears that were in the way, the stuff I just needed to let go of. And some of it comes from our childhood. Some of it comes from later in experiences. But I don't need to rummage. I needed to attune to feel a spaciousness, a coming into neutrality with my energy. So that, because if we're feeling funky, we can't get from funk to super flow, super powered, super hyper, super vibe. We can't do that in one leap. As I said, it's always looking for the next best place. And often just seeking to find that neutrality, that feeling of peace, that feeling of surrender. That's that center point. It's actually like the same on a keyboard. If you play the piano, it's middle C. Middle C is your center point. Now, when I do healing stuff, when I do my energy work, when I do my sound healing, center point and neutrality is C. It is literally the sound of C, middle C. And on a keyboard, you know, you would do the same. Your fingers go from, once you found middle C, you know where to go from out and in. And it's exactly the same. Once you find neutrality, once you find that set point, once you find that feeling of peace, which is just like when you sit in your car and you've got, you know, you're waiting at traffic lights and you've got handbrakes on. It's not a stressful place. It's just I'm relaxed, I'm here, I'm kind of in spaciousness and I can just chill out. It's the same feeling we often look for going on holidays and things like that. When we meditate and chill out, we can bring ourselves to neutrality. And from neutrality, it's much easier to move up the scale of vibration of moving into hopefulness and excitement and joy and bliss and, you know, passion. So we can move up that level. But when we're in fear and sadness and grief and doubt and worry, it's too far to go. So all we have to do is look to soften. Now, from that place of neutrality, you can receive so much more love and money because the door is open. Neutrality equals having an open, more open state. Yeah, you're in a place of surrender. You're in a place of the door open, but you're not taking any action. You're just open, leaning back and opening and allowing it to come in. And that's a wonderful place to be. And my Soul Flow program is very much about teaching, coming into the receptive mode and coming into that neutrality, coming into that place of you can move around the neutrality and in a little bit of joy and enjoyment, but you're in pleasure, but you're not in action. The Soul Flow program is all about that. It's 21, 22 days of gorgeousness of, if you are in a slight vibe of not being able to receive, it's about moving you into that receptivity and into the allowing and opening up and realizing that actually a lot of what your job is about is receptivity, but there is also the factor of action. And this program is a bit more about understanding the fuel of having money and love, and so we're looking at that flow and opening up and receiving and being in neutrality, but we also are doing a lot of future work, a lot of action points, you know, looking at your action, because there is that point of then moving forward into receiving, stepping into things that feel bigger and more of a challenge and stepping out of your comfort zone, because you're seeing yourself already there. What is it you want to add into your life next? Yeah, where do you want to be next? Yeah. So as we move up, now, one of the reasons I found today was as like I moved into neutrality and then I started to receive some lovely things. And then I found myself thinking, actually, I'm going to do it because I always feel better once I've been speaking. I feel better once I start speaking. I'm channeling. Everything's flowing through me. I can feel my energies moving up. You can hear it in the tone of my voice. When I started to speak, I was talking about neutrality. I was talking about spaciousness. I was talking about, it was a much softer, open, but leaning back energy. So I'm very much, I was opening it up to the universe speaking through me, the divine speaking through me, being in the flow of that fuel of that love. But as I'm talking, I've become more and more energized, yeah, and I'm feeling myself really inspired, and I'm talking about where that fuel goes and absolutely moving it into inspired action and future projection and where we want to go next, which is exciting because that had been my plan today, to talk about future projecting and an exercise for you to tap into increasing the money and the fuel, the love of what you want in your life coming in and where you expect it to be. So we've been doing some of this, you know, if it was already done and if I, you know, leaning back into faith and now I'm receiving, and if I already knew it was absolutely done and everything was going to show up for me, what is it that I want? We've been doing a lot of that. We've already been doing that. But I now want to move into encouraging you to take some time after doing your meditating and your breathing and connecting very much into that higher perspective, which I hope you've been using that meditation daily, ideally, So that if you are keeping yourself on a higher perspective or a bigger perspective, but there are times, there are shifts, as I'm explaining. But we now want to, we're going to talk and write about where you would be. So what I want you to do is future project. So if it was already a year from now, okay, it can be the end of the year, it can be exactly a year from now, but we're going to wind forward a year from now. And if you were already there and it was already done and it was a year from now and you were looking back on the year you have had from that higher perspective and where your soul is and where your soul is wanting to take you to now and where you're moving into and where you're allowing yourself to have more money and more love and more flow, however it shows up, okay? Because, you know, we're trying to take away those ways of saying it has to show up like this and it has to show up like that. I talked about that, didn't I? About where we put these restrictions in place. But instead, if we come into that it's done a year from now, so if I was already there and it's a year from now and I'm looking back and I've already achieved it and I'm already living it and I've been living it for a really good amount of time this year, and I've given myself a whole sense of spaciousness. You know, Tony Robbins says we overestimate what we can do in, you know, in a month, and we underestimate what we can do in 5 years. A year is a really nice amount of time. You know, it can go fast, but it doesn't make you feel like, oh, I have to achieve this in a month or a week. But if you think in a total of a year, what can change can be astounding. So if we future project for a year, if you're struggling with a year, future project with 2 years, even go to 5 years. But if you future project and then turn around and look back on yourself. So like when you do, when you go to the expansion of the meditation and you go to the fullness of yourself connected to the galaxies and the moon and the sun, and you're outside of the planet and you look back on the planet. Yeah. You're going to a full expanded state and then you look back on your life, on the planet, on the trees, on the mountains, all of those things. You're expanding and then looking back on things, you get a different perspective. Yeah, it's like when I go snowboarding and I'm or hiking and I'm on top of a mountain, everything looks different from a higher perspective. Now, the same is if you future project and look back, you can get some incredible insight. So I'm already there, it's a year on, and I'm looking back on my life and I'm thinking, wow, what an incredible year. When I did this year, I did it at the end of the year, and I look forward and I look back. My word for this year was epic. What an epic year. And when I sit in that space, I'm like, oh my God, how does it feel? Well, it feels like things transformed so fast. They were incredible. I couldn't believe what could happen in my life. How different where I'm living and where I am. You know, all the things, you know, thinking about what your new home feels like, or what your space feels like, or where, who you're with feels like, or if you will feel, not because you're telling it, but you will actually feel if you're in love with somebody. You will feel if you are in incredibly surrounded by amount of love through friendships. If you are in an incredible, you know, whether it's your business has increased or whether you've actually got a job and you're being so supported by that, or how much money is now in your life, not because you're telling it, but because you can feel it. You feel the riches, you feel the abundance, you feel the joy, you feel the expansion. And it's really important to go to the feelings and feel it through your body and allow the visions to show up, allow the dreaming and the meditation to feel in, not because you're trying to fix it to happen, but because you've gone to the feeling that it's already done. It's a year from now and it feels absolutely amazing and I'm already there. And now I look back and I just think, wow, what happened? And that was incredible. Yeah. And you dive deep into those stories. I'll write this down a bit, but you can dive deep into that, really take time for it. And then ask yourself some questions, if you wish, about what was getting in the way. You know, how was I making it more difficult for myself, and how did I start making it more easy? Yeah. So I will put down some questions for you to ask. But today we're thinking about, I talked about the journey of moving yourself to neutrality. And you've had a total experience of me doing it today. Yeah. So that, not to beat yourself up if you're not always in a happy high vibe, that you're looking towards into an open state of neutrality, and then how you can move up the scale and you get energized and you start to channel things, you start to move forward. Now, the second thing for today is we're looking at future projection and how much easier it is to tap into the energy of when you've already done it. And that's the energy you want to be owning, you know, and answering these questions about how you feel, how things look, what was it that you, you know, made things a little difficult and how did you make it easier? And, you know, what really spending a lot of time about the feeling, very, very much embodying that, what you see, what you see. So we'll do that. I'll write that down for you to play with and to really go there and to really know it. You've been building on this of, you know, with your body and what would change and if it was done. So we've got to really immerse in it today as we're coming towards the end of this to really get it locked in. And so you can create a vision to keep tapping into over and over again. So you've got yourself there, you're ready, it's done. And so anytime you do feel like you're not believing it, to go there, to absolutely go there and to have that faith to see it fill in, as you're already there, you're already there and your soul is able to give you that future projection. But it's really important not to try to lock it in with a mental forcing of saying it has to look this way, but instead from the feeling and then receiving the inspiration of what it looks like. Yeah, it comes from feeling first, seeing second. When you try to come from seeing and making it happen, you're not in alignment with your soul. So feeling and allowing yourself to see it. Even if you don't see it but you feel it, it's super powerful. Okay, and receive any guidance from yourself, because we want to lock that in where you have received it, where you are open to it, where you do deeply believe, because you made a decision that you were going to receive that this is it. Yeah, so play with that, have fun with it. I look forward to hearing how you have received that. And if you want to know more about my Soul Flow program, I'll drop the link in. But as I said, there's, you know, Soul Flow takes you to a place of receptivity. So if you're feeling like that is a program that maybe is something you want to work on a bit more, it's a wonderful month-long program. It's got beautiful experiences of, again, like this, but it's much more mind, body and energy. So there's a whole guidance of tapping into opening up your body. It's got energy healing stuff in it. You get much more of my energy work in it. But it's all about that neutrality, receptivity, and learning how to open up and receive. So it's a different kind of program. But if you want to know more, I'll drop the link and you can tap into that. So sending you much love. Have a beautiful day, and I will speak to you soon.